Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, August 12, 2010. Abbas meets Mubarak over the direct talks with Israel while Israeli attacks continue in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met with Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak in Cairo on Thursday to discuss the start of the direct talks between the Palestinians and the Israelis. Abbas informed Mubarak with the latest results of the meeting with the U.S. envoy to the Middle East, George Mitchell, who continues to press the Palestinians to start the direct talks. Palestinians had demanded that Israel freezes the construction of all settlements in the West Bank as a prerequisite to start direct talks, a demand that Israel continued to strongly reject. The meeting between the two leaders comes shortly after Egyptian security forces have took control of 17 tunnels Palestinians used to traffic goods from Egypt to the Gaza Strip. In other news, Israeli forces kidnapped 8 Palestinians in different locations in the West Bank. Troops kidnapped Ahmed Dola from the city of Qalqilia in the northern part of the West Bank. An Israeli undercover force chased Dola, 22, in the nearby village of Hijja and shot him. He was captured and taken by the undercover soldiers, and no information about his injury was revealed. In Betunia near Ramallah, Israeli troops raided the town and kidnapped Ahmed Al-Farouk, 32, and his brother Mahmoud. Troops blindfolded Al-Farouk and took him to an unknown destination and released his brother shortly after. In the meantime, an Israeli military force kidnapped Adil Al-Salaima, 17, from the city of Hebron. Troops patrolling the old city stopped Al-Salaima and checked his document, then blindfolded him and took him to an unknown destination, eyewitnesses reported. The other kidnapped youth were not identified as of the time of this report. In the Gaza Strip, an Israeli military force invaded Al-Farahin area east of Khan Yunis city Thursday morning. A Palestinian news agency, Wafa, reported that 4 bulldozers backed with 5 tanks raided the area and opened fire at residential areas. However, no injuries were reported. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For constant updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Rishmawi.